they're taking what you're saying to them, and they're hoping that you are what you talk. Let's be about everything we drop, because we're going to get tested on it. If the people on the street don't test us on it, God's going to test us on it.
Kill the Mockingbird, Truth to Report, with Sean Chris and Sebastian Farr.
Kick his ass, C-Bass.
Wake up!
Yo, yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Great, man. Hearing you loud and clear. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. You see, I got the red alert on, man.
I like that. I was about to ask that. You need like a DJ soundbox.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet. Because I'm built. This is my new studio right here, man.
Oh, nice.
So, like, it was perfect. You were like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, cool. I just want to test all my new stuff out.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. Yeah. So, thanks for coming on again, man. It's great to have you back. Let's do... Breaking news. Well, first of all, go ahead and introduce yourself better to the audience. And then we'll
I'm Sean Chris. I host the podcast Kill the Mockingbird. I also got two songs, a new song coming out, Deep State, and also one American Psyop. And yeah, I'm just like everybody else, just trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm with you. I want to talk about the news with Trump being banned.
Let's start
from Twitter.
With the newest news, because I know people are biting their nails like, I want to talk about the news. And then we still have to talk about the Capitol, because that is a total.
Oh my God. I'm finally a little bit calm that I can actually talk about it calmly. I was a little emotional.
I don't even know what your take on it is. Maybe we can argue.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, cool. So then I think the most recent news is after Trump had been unceremoniously permanently removed from Twitter. Then he used the POTUS account, because the POTUS account is still there.
Yes.
He posted twice on the POTUS account, and they instantly removed it, like, algorithmically, like, the second he posted. Somehow someone got screenshots of it. So what he was saying there is basically they're negotiating with different platforms to see where they can go. But they've already started saying they'll just take down wherever he goes. So, man, is that the newest news? And if not, what is it? And if so, what's your take on that?
Yeah, that is the latest in it. And what I didn't understand is, did you see the last tweets that he said?
The last tweet he said,
the 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America first, and make America great again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any shape, way, or form. And then he said, to all of those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration January 20th. How is that inciting violence?
I don't know. I guess maybe it incites them to violence. Maybe the people, the fact checkers making the decision, maybe they're like, they feel violent when they hear it. So like, no, this incites violence.
And then what he said on the last thing was, he was just saying the same thing, you know, that is true, that Twitter's censoring. This should be scary to everybody. I don't care if you're Republican, an independent, a libertarian. I don't care if you hate Trump, love him, don't even care about him. Right now, this is a scary, scary thing that they can just go, hey, you're off. Now they're talking about taking Parler. They've already taken Parler off Google. They're trying to take it off Apple. They're trying to take it off Amazon. I'm like, this is technocracy, man. This is, what's it called, authoritarianism. You know what I mean? This is full control.
Yeah, like if... Can Trump stop Mark Zuckerberg from talking? Can he stop Jack Dorsey from talking? No, he can't. So who's the boss? Who's running this whole show?
But
social media.
What's funny is everybody thinks it's just right wings, right? It's already started because there's a walk away campaign. It's a Democratic campaign because they're telling you to walk away from the Democratic Party. They're trying to start a People's Party and other things. They got their whole account removed off Facebook. They've been around for 2 years building a real grassroots movement.
That's very milquetoast mainstream. Like, let's be Republican.
Yeah.
It's not even conservative. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, very unthreatening.
Yeah.
And of course, all this is history in the making.
Oh, man.
Nothing like this has ever happened. And of course, this lines up perfectly with 17 Patriot Insider. You know, you've got your light at red. Why don't you explain the post that details the different red alert levels?
Oh, for me, I'm not a cute. I'm not a 17 letter guy, man.
Oh, okay.
No, so not at all. I believe it's a AI psyop. For me, like,
oh,
I'm
no kidding.
Yeah, I've always believed that it was like a CIA designed psyop.
But it's very predictive either way. There's predictive.
But I can see that things can get taken over. You know, I think it was used, and I think it blew up in their face, because now I'm like, man. You know what? They thought that the thing is, they don't care anymore, because you already beat everybody down. Like, everybody's like, you know, thinking that it's this and that. I understand why people believe in. So they want to believe in something better, because we want a better world. We don't want to believe that things are not going to get better, that it's, oh, this is it. So people are, I think that it's built into something really good because it's regardless of what, nobody cares anymore of the plan. That everybody's just like, who cares? Let's, I think people are starting to get on the same page now. I'd like to see groups like that.
I feel both ways because I feel even if Q said forget, oh, I said the word, darn it.
Yeah.
Even if they said forget the plan, like now respect Biden, like people would be like, no, we're not going to do that. But regardless of what it is, they've given predictive information. Now, if you were the enemy, the person doing it, you could give predictive information of what you're about to do. And that's possible. But I'm drawn to it because at least I get little things that do manifest in real life. And I'm like, oh, this corresponds. And I guess I could just be going crazy and making up patterns. But
man. It's the unity that they didn't expect. See, that's the thing that they underestimate us as humans. They think they can program everything like a computer chip, but we're always going to ruin their plan because we are unpredictable. So what happened is, yeah, okay, they can say some people are crazy or whatever they want. Me, I don't think anybody that believes that is crazy or anything. I think that I don't know anything. You know what I mean? I'm saying like, I don't know. I'm just guessing too, just like anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's built a unity in a good.
Thank you for saying that, because the most annoying class of person is the person that isn't even claiming to have military insider status, and they're just giving you declarations. Yeah. This will happen tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Mark my words, XYZ. You know, and it doesn't come true, and they don't apologize. They just forge boldly forth.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know what I mean? But I can see patterns, and like I can see like what I've experienced through life and through politics and watching the corruption get worse and worse. Right now, I just think it's one of the worst times ever in history of like, who do I trust as a politician? I really don't know. I really don't know who I can trust. There's a couple, but really that's it.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that Rand Paul didn't, and maybe he reads the Constitution better than me, but Rand Paul didn't support an objection to the electoral vote count.
I was, I thought at least they should have done something as far as to give some people clarity, whether it would have turned over anything or not. I don't know, because I don't know law like that, you know. Yeah. I saw compelling arguments on both sides. It was obviously something was going on, and I kept telling people, if you think that election fraud and doesn't happen all the time, it does. How do you think Kennedy became president? Like, it's widely known that the mob helped him become president, so...
Yeah, and they also did open an alternate elector from Hawaii in the 60 election.
Yep. So there's all these games that they like to play, and then the other side goes, I don't do that, and we both know that both sides do this. And we pretend that we know that. Then we go, oh, only the red does it because I don't like the red. I don't like the blue, only the blue. And we know that they both do it. Right now, I just don't know if there's any genuine politicians and like genuine people in politics anymore, because everyone seems to be a careerist. I respect Rand Paul because like I think he tries to stick to his guns, but I think he's dead wrong on these issues right now. I think he should be like he should be understanding like what happened, why people are upset, why people
right.
Are
he has kind of like a normie attitude of like we'll have to try again in another 4 years. It's like, no, dude, we'll be taken over by communist China by the end of 2021. I won't be able to get gasoline at a gas station. I'll be done. So it's like I won't be voting in 2024. I'll be a homeless guy in a box. Literally, by the end of this year. But I do follow 17 or I mean, I've always followed it, and sometimes I believed it more or less. But now I'm believing it the most I've ever believed it right now. But I listen to Anomaly, who's my friend in real life, and he's very, very against it. So I'm just glad to hear honest information, people being honest and giving their take. It doesn't trigger me or activate me in any which way.
Some people, but I think that's what it is about. Like, because all of us have a bit of the information. I think anybody would be very arrogant to think that they're holding all the information and all the cards in their hands because, like I said, humans are unpredictable, so there is no way we can have that final piece until we see it.
That's true. And also, by the way, everything is a psyop. Like, I'm a psyop. You're like, when I'm speaking, I'm changing people's psychology on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm telling them, relax. Don't go crazy right now. Don't become depressed. You know, we need to pray and raise our vibrations and manifest good energy. So I'm a psyop. You're probably a psyop. You know, everything's like a psyop. Some are just more successful than others. You know, the idea is it honest? Are the people being honest with their end goal? You know, because my end goal is I just want good outcomes for me and the people around me, basically, and as far out as I can radiate, I just want to be a good influence. I don't know, you know, it's impossible to know what anyone else's motivation is, including Trump.
Oh, for sure, and, like, I agree with that because that's the same thing I was saying during, like, the summer when there was all these protests and riots and everything. I was like, people were talking about equality, and I've always thought that that is It's not a real thing. There's no such thing as equality because I believe that we are all are unique individuals. So there is impossible to have equality because we're unique in our own ways. We need to stop trying to be like each other because just be us. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're like, oh, look at that guy. He could jump high. I want to jump high. Why? Because you want to be better than him? Or go figure out what you really want to do because you're going to eventually stop not wanting to do that. You're gonna
be, yeah, but I mean, you have to do something either way. Like a part of the equality message is like you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You're still equal just because we want everyone to be happy. It's like, well, you know, it's like I want everyone to be happy too, but like a lion and a zebra can't be happy together for long.
Yeah.
One's going to starve or run away. Something's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's just the world the law of the land. You know what I mean? The law of the land.
It's very hard to keep everyone happy once. And usually when people have those kind of pie in the sky ideals, they don't usually get into a place of power. Like no true utopian has ever taken power. Usually.
Yeah.
It's just like you pretend you're a utopian until you get in power and then you're a totalitarian dictator. But like, you know, when people have ever tried to make it sure that no one starves, everyone starves, you know, you have like the Holodomor, you know what I mean? So it's always like the path to hell is paved with good intentions type scenario. When you try to equalize everything, you know, that's equity. Like I'm down for equality. Like everyone has fair access and opportunity, you know what I mean? But not equity where you get the same result as someone that didn't do any work, you know, and you're working your butt off.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple people like that. I have some friends, like this girl I argue with sometimes. I like to argue with her. And she was, like, talking about, you know, the difference of men's pay and women's pay. And I was like, well, and she was talking about the NBA and the WNBA. And I was like, you can't compare that. I was like, the money that the NBA brings in, like, look at the fans. Just look how many fans come to the game. Nobody comes to the WNBA game. You're not generating money. Generate more money. You have they're giving you the opportunity with the league.
Right.
It's up to you to generate the money. And they don't.
The only reason
play
they can't
game.
Generate more money is because people like you insist there's two different genders that are different and some are better than basketball than the other one.
Yeah, I know.
When in reality, the only reason they're not slam dunking on male players is because you've stolen their confidence.
Yeah, I know. Damn it. Man, what am I doing, man?
Yeah,
it is true, man.
You should have pumped them up. They're better. They can slam dunk higher. They can jump higher. They're stronger. They're better power lifters.
I've been around that trans. Like, I got beat down by them on Twitter a couple times. Just for saying that.
That's how I got kicked off of Facebook. I was like, what? Bruce Jenner is not a beautiful woman. He's a vehicular manslaughterist.
people don't.
All right, dude. Well, let's get into the real deal stuff, man. Did we witness a huge false flag at the Capitol, or was it a mixture of false flag and organic, or was it all organic? If it was a false flag, who did it and why? And what are your thoughts, man? Just get into it.
All right. Well, basically, like for me, I was like, first, I was kind of excited because I don't care why people are going to the Capitol. I'm like, finally, we're doing it. I was like,
something's happening.
These people need to know that they need to be held accountable for their actions. They are representing us, and they need to remember that. I just think it was very peculiar later when I started watching more and more videos where I was like, whoa, they just let them in. And I was like, that's not even you can't even tell them that they're breaking and entering because they walked in. It's not even trespassing. Maybe you could say trespassing, but there's no signs, nothing. If it's open, you're allowed to walk in, you know?
And sorry to interrupt you. We'll continue on from there in 1 second. I just want to pick up on that. But my understanding is it would be illegal to keep Americans out of the Capitol building on just a Wednesday in the middle of the day. It's not like closed for the night or a holiday or something. Why isn't it open to the people?
Yeah, I thought it was the people building.
That might be why they let them in. Like, we have to let them in. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and then
I'm not sure.
It was weird, too. They were walking through the ropes, too. That kind of tripped me out. I was like, how are you going to go in?
I need to see all the videos time sync. So I see when are people slamming on the windows, when are people climbing the wall, and when are people walking between the ropes? Because if that's the order of events, like you smash the windows, scale the wall, and then walk through the ropes, it's just too bizarre.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And like at first I thought it was really grassroots, right? Because I was at work, you know, just seeing a couple updates, and I was like, man, this is crazy, man. But as I started digging more, I was like, this just seems too off to me. There's something that's off. Like, I don't. And then, like, you know, the Viking guy, what's his name?
Jake Angeli.
Yeah.
That's a fake name, though. That's his stage name.
Yeah. His sister's alleged sister's on Twitter, like, talking. Well, I think she got her account deleted now, or I'm not sure. She was talking and saying, like, oh, that's my brother. Because people were saying that he was Antifa. Then, like, there was all this Antifa. But then there was proven that one of the BLM organizers from the area was in the Capitol. He was arrested. There was definitely agitators there, but what they're saying...
He was right next to the girl that got shot.
Yeah, yep. What they're saying, though, is that they infiltrated Antifa and that they changed the that they bought time. But I do know they got Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah, I saw a picture of a bunch of laptops later. Me too. I think that's legitimate. It was like 12 or 13. Of them.
I don't know, man. I do think with the Pelosi, because, I mean, that kind of made me chuckle. Like, the guy with his feet up in Pelosi's office, I was just like, yeah, that's so American right there. Like, to me, like, yeah. You know what I mean? But the thing that got me so emotional was the Ashley Babbins. Like, I was pretty upset. Like, especially the response that the other side, the lack of empathy they had for this woman. Like, regardless of what you feel, your political, she was hopping through a window, and people were like, "Oh, that you get what you get." And I'm like, didn't we just have a whole like year of uproar about police violence? I was like, police violence is police violence. You can't be against
they don't,
one.
They don't care about life in any form. They don't care about born babies. They don't care about born babies that are grown-ups. They don't care. That's all just a battering rod for them to use against us.
Exactly. And that's why I was saying I was kind of emotional about it. I was kind of getting a little amped up, and I was like, I got to get off social media for a little bit.
Because I was like, my first reaction was the exact same as yours. I was like, whoa, they're in the Capitol. Like, whether it's Antifa, like on a day like that, it's like if Antifa is going to raid the Capitol, it's like, all right, you have my blessing too. Like, stop them from doing this vote. Yeah. It's not like that vote was about to go our way or they were about to object in some fashion and it was going to work. The suggestion that things were about to go great, you know, Ted Cruz was going to get his 10 days to debate or whatever. It's like, no, he wasn't. Nothing was lost by that. And they all had to get on the floor and hide and put plastic bags on their head. My initial reaction was, I love it. Then I woke up the next morning and everyone's like, nope, everyone got played. It's a total false flag. And I was like, is it? Let me look into this. And I can't tell. I saw Antifa guys there and MAGA guys dragging him by the neck when they were trying to break the windows. So there were, and all the guys with the orange beanies, I don't know who they are. I don't know if that's Antifa or something different.
But it worked because it doesn't matter, because the hard part is the media spin. And it's not going to work on the people that already recognize the spin, but that's what's going out there. The media is immediately coming out here and spinning it, and they're calling it the worst. They were comparing it to 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. Yeah. I was like, what?
The only people that, like, I guess one cop did get hit with a fire extinguisher and died.
Is that how, I didn't hear, I was trying to figure out how he died.
They said somebody hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Oh, because he collapsed.
Yeah, but they haven't released his name or anything yet, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah, but when I saw all the videos of the Ashley Babbin, like, I saw all three angles, and you're like, dude, that guy just straight smoked her.
And like, who was that guy? Why did he have French cufflinks and like back hair? That's not like a Secret Service or.
And then Lynn Wood saying that she's alive. He's posted.
Did he say that? Yeah. I couldn't find that. Did he delete it or something?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter, and I don't know if they. I mean, it could have been altered, I guess. But I just seen it said Lynn Wood, and there was like a snapshot of
that
him.
She's alive.
Well, it showed a picture of her, and he's saying, "Look, I found her," or something like that. And
oh, like a crisis actor.
Yeah, that's what he's.
So I would. What makes me think it is a false flag is this: it's that when they did reconvene later in the night to count the votes, six of the senators that were going to support an objection changed their mind, and I do not see the road from A to B. People broke into the Capitol. Now I change my mind on the Constitution. It's like, what? Now you're not honoring your oath to the Constitution because you got scared earlier today or you don't want to stay up too late?
Yeah.
Like, when I saw how easily one led to two when there's no reason for two, I was like, they planned it so they could do that, it seemed to me.
My biggest question was, like, well, you knew about this for over a month, and that was the lack of security you had. It seemed like you wanted people in the Capitol. And then I was like, why do they want people in the Capitol? Because they want to push the domestic terrorist narrative. And that's going to be something heavy. They're already talking about pushing a new law that's going to be similar like the Patriot Act. That's going to be like, hey, for domestic, you know what I mean? Domestic terrorists. So, and people think, and right now what happens is they get people ride that wave, just like, you know, the people that hated Alex Jones. And they were like, yeah, we got him off YouTube and Twitter.
Right.
But they didn't realize, then it starts, they censor everybody, because anybody that's against the narrative, that means the left and the right, because it's not just one side that's against the narrative. The thing that I keep telling people is, I was like, Trump people and BLM people and Antifa people, they should start talking to each other.
Yes.
And start being like, you know what? Why are we fighting each other for guys that don't even know our names?
Yeah, it's like, you're retarded. You don't understand politics. None of your ideas will ever be implemented. But can we at least get rid of like the lizard people together?
and then we could hash it out.
They have courage. I was giving them props last night. At least it's dumb courage because they don't understand what's about to happen to them when they run into a cop and spit at them. Mm-hmm. But they do have at least enough courage to be useful idiots. Like most conservatives are like smart. They're too smart to be a useful idiot, you know, so they won't be that human, battering ram that goes on the front line running into cops and getting all shot up, you know. Antifa will do that just out of stupidity. So they're kind of like a good army just to have them all rush forward like a human wave attack.
Yeah, it's that younger generation is so – because, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts and everything. So, like, one of my favorite podcasts is No Agenda. No Agenda is, like, one of my favorite ones. It's a great – they show a lot of clips, like, kind of break down, decipher the news. That's what I try to do is decipher the news and kind of weed through the propaganda and see what is really going on. Well, people were calling into C-SPAN. And they had, like, a Gen Zer calling to C-SPAN, and she was just like, I got to live in this, you know? And I just – and I'm like, what the – dude, okay. Like, do you know there's kids that are, like, sleeping in a hole right now and drinking from a puddle while they dig for a lithium? Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it could always be worse, but it could be a lot better, too. Like, yeah. The only reason it's as bad as it is because of a tiny group of terrible people. Like, I think about it all the time, like how nice and pleasant our lives would be.
Thinks it's because of the Trump people. She was like, they're attacking. Right. She that's what she was saying. She was like, this is, right. And I'm like,
Nazis.
Me,
they're Nazi white supremacists.
And me, I'm not a Trump person. I never have been. That's just my thing. And I think some of it is just because I'm against the system so much. I can't vote Democrat or Republican. The only time right. I did was
I mean,
Ron
the
Paul.
Only reason I like Trump is because he killed the Republicans. The Republicans are exactly as big a problem. I mean, the neocons are probably worse than the neoliberals because the neoliberals haven't really accomplished their goals of like desexualizing and transgenderizing all of us. Like the neocons successfully destroyed an entire continent, basically, you know, like all of the Middle East and Africa, you know? So it's like, they're terrible. The Republican, the only reason I started supporting Trump is because he destroyed the Democrat and the Republican Party. And now they're nakedly exposed. Are they Chinese traitors? Is that what's going on? I don't think corrupt quite covers it.
I think you're right. I think there is more of an there's some influence, whether it be globalist or – but I think heavily globalist Beijing influence, CCP. I think there's so much because you can see all the tangled web. Like, we've unwoven it, and I think you're right. And like I said, I'm always just like, I won't vote for either or. But I will tell you this, like – as the 4 years progressed, I talked to both sides, and both sides I saw like was like at first I would say like some the first Trumpers that I would talk to were a little bit like kind of like not listening to anything I said because I always question stuff, right? But as we went more, I noticed that they were a lot more reasonable than my liberal friends that had turned really super far left progressive or more, you know, like communistic, socialistic. And I was like, it's like, I couldn't even debate anything with them. They either believed what they believed, and that was it. Like, I couldn't change their mind. Like, even if I show them truth or anything, they're like, oh, no, he said that. And I'm like, dude, but I'm showing you, like.
It is true. There's cheerleading that goes on, you know? Yeah. Like, when somebody's in the process of fighting your horrible, like, nine-headed hydra, and they're, like, doing okay, like, I don't want to criticize Trump at all. I'm like, I was critical of him on a lot of different things, but then at the same time, I try to remember – he's better at strategizing than me. Like, he somehow got peace with North Korea, like, instantaneously without China being able to stop and stuff like that. So I'm like, he's making moves I couldn't make and don't understand. So I'm like, I'll try to have faith in what he's doing. It seems to keep working. And I'm trying to do that right now because there's no way he walked into this blind. There's no way all the people that follow 17 knew he was going to get banned on Twitter and he didn't, you know?
Yeah,
he knows
sure.
what he's doing.
The reason he didn't
go to Parler before is because they just would have banned Parler then. There is nowhere to go. That's the whole thing with this whole situation. In every aspect, don't bother leaving your state. You've got to fight now. There's nowhere to run.
Yeah, there isn't nowhere to run. And that's what I'm saying. But I've respected a lot of the moves he's made, like whether I know what he is or isn't, because it's hard for me to trust any of those people because I don't know them, you know. But I mean, what he said, like I'm very shocked. Like I'm like even when he made that thing to tell people to go home, like they took that down. They were saying that was inciting violence. I was like, maybe we have a different definition of what inciting violence is. But to me, I thought he was doing the best he could. And what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to, if you think you got your election stolen, are you supposed to just go, oh, better luck next time? I think you're supposed to make a big deal because everybody does. This is not the first time.
You're supposed to go to a FEMA camp and die. You're not welcome here anymore. Literally. And that's what I will say. I think most MAGA people don't understand the severity of this. They believe that Trump can run again in 4 years or Donald Trump Jr. can run or something. It's like, No. Like, it's done. If we lose right now, we lost for, like, generations. It's going to take 100 years to rebuild anything
that
is a semblance of modern Western life. You know what I mean? So people are seeing, like, they're like, how can this happen? How can that happen? It's like the hypocrisy, pointing out hypocrisy. It's like, they rioted all summer violently. Now they're saying this peaceful one's violent. It's like, hey, if you're still even amused by or noticing the hypocrisy, by the way, they're coming to kill you this year and put you in a camp. So the hypocrisy is not really that cool and interesting to me to make fun of anymore, you know?
Yeah, it's something that's at your front door knocking. And I think to go back to, like, the Capitol, I think that it's more – I think it wasn't just a PSYOP. I think it was a bunch of – because there was obviously real people there that were – it was, like, to me, it was similar to the protests we saw last summer, where there was real people that had real anger, because the anger is not just about the racial injustice. It's the way that the politicians continuously do not listen to the people, and they – make things that are more beneficial to corporations, and people are losing jobs. They're getting their jobs shipped to Mexico. Then now Mexico lost their jobs and they're going to China. You know what I mean? And then it's making more and more of the pattern. The chain is making, they're trying to kill the middle class, and then they're trying to make an extreme poverty level. That's what it seems like. And it's going to be like that USSR balance of where it's extremely wealthy and extremely
feudalism.
Poor. Yeah.
Lords and serfs.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can drive the Ubers and they can ride in them.
Yeah.
Oh, literally, of course. That's as soon as they started doing Uber and Airbnb, people are like, isn't this so great? You can make, like, money on the side just by driving your car a few hours every day. I was like, isn't it great? You paid $80,000 to go to a college, and now you're a taxi driver in your own freaking car driving strange men around.
Well, that was another racket was college. Well, the racket with college is that it's great to go to college if you know what you're going for. If you're going to go to be a surgeon or something, if you have a specific field that you know this school is good at this school is good at that. Other than that, you should be going to junior college to try to figure it out. But what people do is they want to get that college experience, and they go into debt, and then they're mad that they're in debt. And I'm like, well, that was your choice. The reason I didn't tell you to get that debt. Now is it like it's
100%. School counselors should be funneling, I would say, 70% of the students towards a trade, a free trade apprenticeship. They should have a network of local tradesmen, reputable certified tradesmen who are willing to take on apprentices for a certain period of time, you know, and then they finish their apprenticeship and they can take a free test to get licensed. And then they have a way to make money. Nobody lost anything. No one is forced to do anything against their will. And then the kids that are actually, you know, want to pursue an intellectual pursuit like law or medicine or something like that, can go to college, you know?
Yeah, why not have the high school electives be actual careers you can have? Like, teach programming, teach welding, teach, you know what I mean? These things. So that way, those electives, like, you're learning the other things, math and things that they feel is important. But then you get to learn a trade, like you said, because not everybody's going to – college doesn't benefit everybody.
Yeah, not even learn a trade, but it's like you're going out into the real world. You need money. Like, here's something you can do, or you can wing it on your own. You can be like a subway musician.
Yeah, but if you have at least a little trade in your pocket where you can go, I can make some money here. Now I can fit. That gives you time to figure out what I want to do next.
Right, because even kids that didn't care would go to AC.
Yep.
They do their AC apprenticeship. They're like, this sucks, whatever. And they're like, oh, I got some money. It's cool. It's like, yeah, I do this a few days a week. Now I get some money. And it's just like introducing people to, like, reality.
That you have to figure out a way to live.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get back to the Capitol, though. Let's make sure before we go into the question box, keep putting your questions down below, everybody, and hit that invite button. Let them know we're about to open the question box. We're going live with Kill the Mockingbird. Did it used to be Kill the Mockingbirds?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm changing it to Kill the Mockingbirds now.
Okay, see, I didn't know if it was Mandela Effect, because I looked at my flyer, and then I looked at your handle, and I was like, did I mess that up?
No, because I can't have it, because somebody has it on certain things, and I was like, well, then I put the S, because then, you know, just to add it.
I like it better since you took away the two kill. I like
Mockingbird. Yeah, just
you
to kind of.
You can even be Killer Mockingbird.
Yeah, because I'm trying to, like, that's my whole premise, is trying to kill this whole media cycle that is just destroying our minds. And that's what I think has happened in the Capitol. It pushed people to a brink because nobody wants to listen to it. It's the reason why people voted for Trump. It's like, you're not listening to me. You don't care about me. This is shutting down. I'm losing healthcare. I'm losing my Social Security. I'm losing my home and my business, blah, blah, blah. And so I think there was a ton of that energy there, because obviously there was like – they said there was like a million people there. But I think once you got to the gates, it was just very, very I think the people that were standing on the Capitol were the people. And I think then the agitators, whether it be Antifa or 17 Letter or any intelligent agent, because it could be anybody. But it did seem very staged. Some of it
seemed very staged, and then, but I know four people that were inside of there that just got swept up in the excitement. Most of them are journalists, but I Seymour Views was in there. He's on video. And I'm like, so you're going to go to federal prison? Probably, you know? And like, Baked Alaska and Nick Fuentes, they're probably going to go to federal prison for 10 years by Trump's own executive order that says if you mess with a federal building. But they were waved in, so it almost looks like different events, like a pre-recorded event and then a live event. Because, like, the scenes of the scuffling and the scenes of them being led in by the police, it's like... And then the scene of the area with the shooting, too. And, like, right after she gets shot, shock troops come running up the stairs all of a sudden. It's like, what is going on in here? The whole thing looks... And the shooting was so strange looking. I mean, even the person filming it is just like...
Yeah.
You know, it almost seems like they knew it.
How did they get three angles?
And one of them, you can see the guy practically. Yeah. He's wearing French cufflinks, like a nice... suit and black gloves. I don't even think they're rubber gloves. He's got like black driving gloves.
Yeah.
Like, looks like an assassin.
Yeah. It that's exactly what it looks like. I'm watching a 007 movie and like, you know what I mean? Like,
why can't we find out who that was?
They don't want to get, they haven't released any information. What they have done is now they're using that police officer that had passed away. They're kind of using that to eclipse this story and shut it down.
And who's he? None of these people have faces or names.
Yeah, well, I think they did release his name. I did, but I didn't read because I was trying to read about it, and because they had a visual.
They
for
said
him.
It was a Capitol police officer, but it's not. It's a guy in a French suit.
Oh no, I know. That's what is so weird. And the thing is, it's like he's pointing the gun at her the whole time, and I'm like, why is he doing that? Like, I just didn't get it. And I also thought it was very ironic that these politicians are hiding on the floor and they're saying they're fearing for their lives. And I go, yeah, but you vote to go to war all the time.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, it's of like, course, really? Yeah.
Right, and by the way, none of those people have guns, and they didn't even come to hurt you. I didn't even see how everyone got flushed out or what they're...
But the narrative got really twisted, though. That's the problem right now.
It's still getting twisted. I'm twisting it. Everyone's twisting it. No one knows.
They
what
said
the
that there
happened.
Was a bunch of guns. I'm just saying on the side of Twitter, they were like, oh, all those guys had guns and they went in the Capitol. They should have treason. They should be like murdered and blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, the left is going off on this.
Yeah, of course.
And they're like, yeah, that's what they get.
They
like,
hate us. It's a hatred situation, you know?
I know. I get caught in the crossfire. They're like, oh, you don't like masks, you Trumper. I'm like, dude, I don't even. First of all, I was like, you probably used to watch The Apprentice, and now all of a sudden you don't like Trump because it's trendy. So let's not get into an argument about
brainwashing. I mean, trendy is a little harsh. It's brainwashing.
Yeah. But I think that we still have to unfold what's going on. It's like the Nashville thing. You know what I mean? To me, it's all ploys to try to push this domestic terrorist thing.
Should people, if it is organic, like, should people just go ahead and push into these Capitol buildings or state Capitol and let them know they're there and, like, make them scared?
I think we need to go back to the old tactic of, like, you know what, I get it. Like, everybody thinks, like, you know, Malcolm X, great guy. Like, I believe, like, you know, I understand the use of force, but I think we need to go back to the just sit on the ground. You know what, if they want, and then if they kill one of us, then that's the most powerful sentiment that we could ever make, because we're trying to be the most peaceful we can. And if you do that, that would send a ripple.
Yeah, I think it's too late for that, because how are people going to see it happening?
I know.
They'll be like, you know, they could kill a whole group of Trump people for no reason and be like, yeah, they were breaking into a DNC headquarters, you know?
Yeah.
Just change the whole story, you know? And if you have the real video, it's banned.
Well, and so they've been dehumanized, man, and that's the sad part. Like, that's the thing that people are not understanding is they've literally dehumanized them. Like, I'm telling you, I was seeing all – that's what was making me so upset, because they were like, she gets – that's what she gets. Like, I don't know if she was a crisis actor or not, but if that's really what happened, I'm like, look, man, she was a 14-year Air Force vet, and obviously – you should be at what question you should be asking is, what the hell makes a 14-year Air Force vet so upset that she feels she has to go to the Capitol and go through that window? That's what you should be asking. You shouldn't be asking, like, calling them domestic terrorists. You should be asking, why were they so upset?
Yeah,
but they don't want to do that because that they know the answer. It's them.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I heard an interview today with Alex Jones and the Barbarian guy, Jake, whatever his name is. I forget his real name, but he was interviewed. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah. All he wanted to talk about was like ascending to fifth dimensional reality and like manifesting and prayer and stuff like that. He was saying he's like shamanic and stuff like that, the oldest religion. And Alex Jones was just making fun of him. It was like a very short, rude interview. I mean, Alex Jones is a terrible interviewer. Yeah. He just interrupts people. But the guy was just strictly trying to talk about spiritualism. He's like, we're ascending, we're 5D, you know? He's like, we're splitting timelines. Some people, I was like, oh, that's not even 17. That's the 17 community merged with spiritualism.
Yeah. Oh, that. And that's why I think that's why I have so many friends that are 17, because I'm the same way. I believe that we're going to that fifth dimension. I think we're so pretty close. There's a lot of us actually that are close to that level. You know what I mean? That are like kind of like where we can see past it, where sometimes reality doesn't even, you know what I mean? You're like, and it's baffling why people can't see through some of these lies that are very easy to see through, like where you're like, come on, man, you can tell they're trying to pin us against each other, can't you? Like, you
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been fooled a few times in my life. I was fooled by Barack Obama in 2008, but I wasn't paying close attention because I was working my butt off.
Yeah, yeah.
For a week, and then when I wasn't working, I was drinking and womanizing, and I was living in New York City, so I didn't really care. You know, I knew John McCain sucked. I knew the Iraq War sucked. So I knew John McCain was garbage and Lindsey Graham, but I didn't know who Obama was, and I'd never seen that happen before. It didn't occur to me. They're like, here's a guy you never heard of with a job you never heard of, and he's been a senator for half a term. He's got to be the next president.
And let's make history. It was, of course, too, because
let's make history. You always want to see that undefeated champion. The first
Heck yeah, woman. Man.
Yeah, that's like there's a dopamine payoff. You're like, I'm alive for the first, I thought. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's an incredible feat. And it seemed like it seemed at the time, because like me, I voted for Ron Paul because I was just super about Ron Paul. But
I didn't vote.
You were like, I just thought about it. Yeah, see, then even better. Like, you know what I mean? But like, I was the same way. I was like, well, you know what? When he won, I was like, you know what? I think he might do something, because he could talk, man. He's a talker.
Yeah, he could talk. That's true. Yeah, and I did love Ron Paul too, but I wasn't serious about politics. So even though I thought he was an awesome guy to listen to talk, and I was like, oh, this guy's just spitting straight truth. And then they changed the rules so he couldn't run and all that stuff. And I was just like, it is what it is. And also, Jon Stewart and The Daily Show did a lot to take the gravitas away from Ron Paul by just making fun of Ron Paul people on YouTube. You know, Ron Paul 2012, you know, you hear that and it just becomes like a joke. You're like, yeah, that guy's funny. Not really. He's like totally honest and true, you know.
I
think we should go into the question box and take some viewer questions. First, I would like to say, please hit that invite button. Let people know we're going live. Talk Time goes live 6 to 8 o'clock every day but Sunday. Saturday is viewer call-in show. Anybody can hop on screen and talk or play music or show us your pets or anything you want. All the old episodes are up on my page. Leave me a like, a share, and a comment if you're enjoying that stuff. And check out the merchandise store. We got new shirts up. We got Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em shirts, dog hoodies, women's tank tops, and all that good stuff. And all right, let's go. First question is... homeschooler BJJ mom says dark days, internet, cell phone, hard lines, electricity. Well, you're not a 17 guy, so do you expect any kind of media do you expect any kind of communications blanket blackout?
Well, I have expected that because of what Klaus Schwab said when he was emphasizing on cyber terror. He was like, oh, there will be, he said that a few months ago. He had his speech and he was saying that a cyber terror attack will make this pandemic look like nothing. He was like taking down a power grid. Like he was like that. And that was kind of scary, that because when they say things, they're in those power circles. Not saying he is maybe a powerful person, but being connected to those people and having influence on them, I think they do have a lot of influence. And
yeah,
that's
he's a normalizer, Klaus Schwab. They send him out there in his stupid Bill and Ted future outfit to tell you their evil plans that are coming in a couple years, just to normalize it. He's like, they're sacrificial. You go out there and say this crazy stuff, people are going to hate. And he's like, oh, do I have to? You know?
Yeah. So I think we'll see some of that. And plus just playing with the energy to try to like suppress it so that it looks like we're in trouble, you know, like, hey man, you know how they do in California all the time where they're like, oh, power grid, man, too much.
Yeah. Like, can we burn some coal? They're like, no. Mm-mm. It has to all come from wind. And it's like, isn't there 160 mile an hour wind driving the fires? Like, we have 160 mile an hour wind, and that's not enough for wind energy.
Nope,
like,
it's not.
What the heck? How can all of this be true? You know, they don't even think about that. They tell you those fires are driven by 160 mile an hour winds, and then they're like, we can't get enough energy from wind turbines. Yeah. It's like, how is that possible? How windy does that have to be? You know,
they're very incompetent sometimes up there.
Yeah, but that's a hypocrisy. Noticing hypocrisy, which I'm done. I don't even want to. All right, let's take another viewer question. Let's see. New Thoughts for a Living says, what is 17? It's the 17th letter of the alphabet. I'm sure you know what it is.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to say it. Globo J says, I really get this intuitive feeling the inauguration will be pushed back until March 4th.
I don't think so, because like, it seems like they're going to play it out because, I mean, anything's possible, though. Don't get me
wrong.
That's
the original inauguration date.
is the 20th. Oh, the March 4th? Oh,
yeah, because people had to travel from way further. We're talking about, like, Pony Express.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, man. I don't see it because it just seems like there's too much power, like, and it just seems like too many people, like, the only way I see it is, like, taking it, if people want to take it. Like, that's the only answers I see on the table is either we go take it or we figure it out and try to manipulate it. But that's the only really choices, because right now they have the White House, the Senate, and the and you know, in the House.
What about a military coup, Egypt style? And now, we have no president.
Yeah, that and that could be good or bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like
it can't be worse. I'm down for chaos right now. Shake the box.
I'm with you because I keep telling people that, because I was like, I don't care what anybody believes right now. I was like, you got to understand, this is scary times. Surveillance state. You're talking about having
anything
no
with this. Get every dystopian novel you ever read growing up at the same time. You know?
No,
you
man. Yeah.
Your whole life ahead of you is canceled, you know?
Like, it kind of
anything but this. But, like, honestly, what do you think about a military coup where we no longer have a representative government? We have a military, and that's what's controlling our nation. Do you think it's possible, and what do you think it would be like?
Man, I kind of want to – arrogantly, I want to say if it could work anywhere, it could work here. You know what I mean? Because, like, I do feel like our troops are a lot different. I mean, obviously in war – like, you have to be how you have to be because it's a different mentality, you know what I mean? I'm sure if I was in the battleground, I would be a different man than I am, like, walking down the street being hot, you know what I mean, friendly to everybody. But I think that it could be possible here because I do think the military does have good morals, I feel. And, I mean, I'm kind of like with you, man. I'm kind of like, man, right now I don't want this, so I would rather have the other thing that – because I feel like we can make a better – I can make a better use of it. Then this new tyranny is going to be bad, because they're already talking about hunting down supporters and any sympathizer. So if you've ever said anything nice about Trump or any Trump supporter, they're going to be you're on a list.
Yeah. We're definitely on list, dude. Yeah. It's rough for us if this doesn't go down. I think I'm. And what do I know? Like, I know anything's better than this, but I would say it would be very convenient to have a military dictatorship right now. So they could turn our entire nation into a war machine to defeat China. Oh. We have to plant U.S. flags in China.
Otherwise, I see what you're saying. I took it a different way. I thought you were saying, like, if we had the military, like, have a coup and, like, kind of, like, to set, reset order. You're talking about, okay.
That
now
never
I see.
Happened in Egypt.
You're right.
Everything still happens. They still sweep the streets and people still go to work, but it's the military that's running the show.
Yeah.
But right now we're in a losing war with China. It's no good. So I think it would be a good thing if we could, just like in World War II, it's like whatever you do for a living, now you're fighting a war. You know, you're American, you're fighting this war, you're part of it. If you've got any tin, turn it over. All that stuff. Whatever it takes to beat China is what we need to do, you know? We need to be – if people have to be conscripted or whatever it is, it's like we can't – nothing to me is scarier than losing to China, you know? I mean, I do feel like our big problem in D.C. is there's major party leaders who are bought off by China, traitors, and everyone else has just been used to it being that way and acquiesced to it.
Yeah, I've been blowing the horn on, like, Mitch McConnell for a long time because, like, because his wife and, you know, her connections with the CCP.
She stepped down, but why not till Monday?
It's to make a statement. It's to – what they're trying to do is they think that they're going to –
impeach him on Monday.
Yeah, I think that might be the worst plan ever. I mean, because if they really impeach him or try to 25th Amendment him – then I know for sure they want chaos, because if you didn't want chaos, you wouldn't do that, because that is what you'll get. Because if you're going to just look at the people, you're telling half of America, and I hate saying that because really it's like one third of America, because it's like non-voters, Republicans, and Democrats, you know what I mean? Like, and you're telling this half of America, you know, like, you're deplorable, you're no good, you know nothing, you're an idiot, you're stupid, like, you know what I mean? Like, how much are you going to take of that? Like, at some point, and then now you know those people are in charge, and then when there's only 2 weeks left to slap you in the face, they're like, finally, we did it. We got your guy out. And the reason that people don't understand is the reason why people love Trump so much is because they're like, finally, like, when he would go, he's going at the guy they hate. He's making fun of the guy that they're like, oh, finally, someone's telling that guy the thing I always wanted to tell him, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he's like, it was a the people's like champ. You know what I mean? He was in there to like
champ, exactly. He seems to really love people, and people love him back. You know, I'm not gonna let them do this to him. If they impeach him, they're gonna execute him. They're gonna execute his whole family. This is no joke, man. When things are not gonna be normal levels, things are gonna escalate. So if Trump doesn't retain power or get more power, him and his whole family are dead. You know, so and we're all screwed too. He'll leave. If he tries to just step down and ask for unity, it's like, I don't believe his last video message at all. I think that's all just codes he was giving, just sending out signals, you know, because the wording was so strange. He never said Biden. He never said congratulations. He never said I concede.
Yeah.
He never said any of that stuff. He's like, we will have a new administration. A second term is a new administration. You know what I mean? It just is. So I don't know. The whole thing was strange. And I understand why Twitter and them are taking him down. He's talking about declassifying everything.
Yeah, and that's what's so upsetting, because I'm just like, oh, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, we're going to get a good outcome. We're going to get a good outcome. We are.
Like they say that this is his final act.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that life is like life – stories in life play out in the same kind of arcs that they do in – when we write stories, are we imitating patterns we see in life, or is it idealistic?
I think that, like, it's a little bit of both, because I think that we do, like like, you know how they say you are what you eat, you are what you consume. Like, I've said that joke for a long time, telling people, like, man, America's the best reality show, because we watch so much reality TV that we become that. Like, people want to be that outrageous moment. That's why you see all Karens and people that are so hysteric. The hysteria is out of control, like, on all levels. Like, people are so hysterical about everything.
They're turning between reality and media.
Yeah. And I think people's perception, because I've even fallen victim to it too. Like, I'm not trying to say like, oh yeah.
But let me ask you about like a story, like Wagner's The Ring, The Lord of the Rings, story with a beginning, a middle, and end. And in the end, the good overcomes the evil. But right before that, it looks like it's impossible. The heroes lose, everything's doomed, and then the good guys win. Do you think that actually is evident in human experience, history, if we have such a thing, or do you think that we just that's our own idealism, or do you see life like playing out in story arcs and then new stories ending? Because if so, that would indicate we get a happy ending, you know? So is the idea of a happy ending, it's a philosophical question.
Is the idea
of a happy ending from our imagination, or are we recognizing that in nature?
I think that it's maybe not nature. Like, I think that just surviving, like, that's nature. That's just living. That's every day. But I think that we've turned this to our perception because of the – we've created this. And I do believe that if you really focus or have your beliefs into a certain state, I do believe that you can dictate that to happen and to occur, but you have to have that concentration, focus. And that's why I always use athletes, because athletes are a very good example of that, because they're, you're too short, you're not tall enough, you're not fast enough, you're not big enough. And then they become NFL stars or NBA stars because they've had that belief and focus to a level and in an extent that nobody else can match. And if you can do that on any level, I believe, yeah, you can change the outcome and put it to your favor. But I wouldn't say it would be naturally, maybe.
Interesting. I always think that life is like stories, but you never know where you're at in the story. You know what I mean? You could be at the end of Star Wars A New Hope, which is a happy ending, but then things go terrible after that. And then you get to the ending of Empire Strikes Back, and it's really bad, you know what I mean? And then it stays pretty bad, and then right before the ending of Return of the Jedi, then all of a sudden it's good, and then everything resets and another trilogy starts. I don't know.
Well, I guess it would have to be, depend on your perception of the time, you know what I mean? Because everybody's perception, because that could be that bad time could be a year, could be 20 years, you know what I mean?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah, I mean, in the Bible it says you get 1,000 years of peace and love and rule of Jesus Christ, you know, so 1,000 years is a long time. It's hard to conceptualize.
Yeah, and I think that, like, I mean, I'm waiting for it to die down, but I don't know, man. Like they say, Trump's final act is going to be, like, is going to be explosive, man. It's going to be, like, something that we – I'm really surprised, though, honestly, that, like, I don't know if I could even say this without getting in trouble or anything, but, like, that he didn't get, like, Lincoln'd, you know what I mean?
I think they tried a bunch of times.
I think so, too. I believe that, like, there's been attempts. I mean, no proof. Like, I'm not saying I have proof of evidence of it, but I do believe that he's doing something, because why would you want to suppress him so much? Like, they're like, oh, he's – because and they just keep saying he's Hitler. That's all they keep saying.
Literally Hitler.
Yeah, literally.
We're all literally Hitler. All right, let me take some more questions from the question box. This one is from Strogi Burleson. He says, why can't we have a dance competition instead of
I'm with that, like though, that. Man. I used to actually, I started out as a break dancer when I was 12, man.
I used to be B-boy, too, man. Yeah, listen, I used to be hand hops and everything, bro. That's awesome.
Love B-boy, nice, man. That was one of the...
You still have any skills? Not me.
I hurt my knee, man. I can't...
Yeah. Would you get bursitis slamming it on the ground?
No, like, it just, like, you know, like, it pops out of place and shit. Like.
I messed up everything in my control. Not just from doing that, but I did have some bad falls learning to head spin on the concrete.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I was more of a style guy, you know what I mean? I was into the style.
Yeah, well, I have thick, short limbs, so it's like, footwork is not the easiest for me.
But you had the power moves, like.
No, I'm not good at power moves either. I have a hard time with Thomas flares, but I could do hand hops and balance stuff and blow ups and head spins and stuff.
I just like the community. It was a real good community.
Oh yeah, it's a great vibe, man. Like no touching, you know. Yeah. You can only your creativity and your
and it was all love, man.
Your practice, however much you're willing. I knew a female breakdancer, a B girl, and she used to people used to ask her like, how can you battle guys and win? And she's like, you just have to train three times as much. So you find out how much they train and train three times more. Yeah. that's badass. I forgot how we even got onto that. But all right, let me take another question from the box. Okay, let's see. Achitriano says, is the military with the people or CCP?
Ooh, that's a good, man. That's a difficult one to answer, but I think it's still with us. I mean, but I don't have any, like, you know, intel. I'm not, like, connected with anybody. I couldn't tell you, like,
yeah.
I'm only going off
internal strife, like anything else, internal.
I think it's split. I think there's half of the people, maybe not split, like, half and half, but I think there is, like you said, there's a side. I think that forcing everybody to take sides right now, because even people like me that have been predominantly in the middle their whole life, they're forcing me because they're like, and the way they force you is you're like, well, I have to go against you, man, because you're for all this stuff that is really fascism that you say you're against fascism, but you don't understand that you're actually pushing, and they don't get that. Like, they don't get this new form of fascism is technocracy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it sucks. It's horrible. It's the worst form of government so far, technocracy. All right, let me take another question from the box. I was sorry, I got distracted because people in the chat were shouting out B-Boy Cruise.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's awesome, yeah. All right, let's see. Scott Spurgeon says, how do we keep sharing information when they shut everything down? It's a great question.
You got to get on. I know I got to get better on this, too. I got to set up my Rumble. I got to set up a BitChute. I got to set up a... Also, one thing that we could do, like one of the podcasts I listened to, No Agenda, you can set up your own Mastodon account. So basically, you can set up your own social media for you and your family and friends so you guys can share all the information. So you can just have 30 people. You don't have to have all the extra noise and all the people that you don't want on there. Just have your specific – you don't need the extra people.
No, you're right. There's good sites for that. Like Locals is a good one. Like it's a small subscription fee that goes mostly to the creator or whatever, but and some to Locals, but Dave Rubin started it. And yeah, it's just that you get your own URL, you set your own rules, and whatever it is, you can do whatever you want, except for crimes, like you can't call to kill someone or something like that. But aside from that, you can do whatever you want. You know, there's no trolling. Everyone has to pay to get in. So
yeah, and then that eliminates a lot of the trolling. But there's a lot of different stuff that people do too. Like there's outlets now for everybody. I believe like you can find a podcast that if you want
can they take it down? Like you can find a new platform, but if it gets parlored, like you know.
Yeah, that's the new question. Yeah, see this right now. I think like one of the things that we're underselling is the Parler thing. We're talking about like you know Trump, which is huge too. But I'm just saying like you said, like to take Parler off the App Store, that's a huge thing. So that what are they going to take down domain names now too?
Of course,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what Alex Jones has been warning about for years. Yep. There is nowhere to run. You know, there's nowhere to run. They're like, oh, you can't fly if you don't get a vaccine. It's like you can't get gas.
Yeah,
you're stuck. You know, you're homeless. You're either getting the vaccine, you're homeless, or you made a plan in advance. People still don't want to believe it's reality, but it's like, it's reality. Look at this crazy stuff, man. Look at all the craziness. That's
you can show
on.
Them. You can show it right to their face because I do it. I got to stop arguing with people sometimes. Like, you got to.
Well,
get
not,
out
not
of that.
Only did it happen, by the way, with Parler, but more localized and interesting is someone I interviewed, David Nino Rodriguez. They took down his website, a .tv. Wow. Yeah, Nino's Corner Store .tv. They took that down. That was hosted by Apple.
So then what we really need to do is we need to get our tech friends together and be like, okay, how do we build our own internet infrastructure?
I mean, what we really need to do is pray to God, because all this stuff is in Revelations. I don't know if you, I mean, it's another thing. But it's extremely predictive, whether you believe in it or not. It's like these predictions seem to echo reality, so it's interesting.
I will challenge it all the time, but like one of my best friends, he's like super, he talks to me about it all the time. And I'm super open, like everything, I'm just always questioning it, but I'm not saying yes or no to either or, because obviously I don't know.
And how old are you?
I'm 37.
37? All right. Do you think at one day in your life you're just going to be like, I don't have enough time left to try to figure things out?
No, I believe in God, though. I'm just saying the Bible-wise. I believe in God. Like, let me reiterate that. Yeah, my bad. Like, or if you want to call it God, I don't like to.
Well, the Bible's been edited by atheists.
Yeah, right?
King David was an atheist until he accepted Christ on his deathbed. So
that's my problem.
Not
with
King
the
David.
Bible.
I'm sorry, King James. King James.
Yeah, King
James. My bad. People are about to go crazy in the chat. King James.
And I don't King have David. Anything because I do think the Bible is a good tool. I just think that the churches should be more discussions than lectures.
It should be a lot about God.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying we should be all discussing why about the – what do you think it means to you? What means this? Because that's what, to me, the positive tool you can use it for. Like, one of my favorite books is Job. Job is a great book, like, to tell you how much you can sacrifice and that you can still achieve and gain back everything. You know what I mean? It's not gone forever if you keep that faith.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about, MAGA types and, like straight Trumpers, not Anons or anything like that, but just straight Trumpers saying it's disgraceful, they should follow the law, don't go into the Capitol, follow all the laws, you know what I mean? But, like, when the laws contradict the Bible, they contradict natural law, common law, whatever you want to call it. I mean, all that is ridiculous to me. I mean,
I'm not a rule follower.
I follow God's law, like a man is a woman is a woman. That, to me, is a law. You know what I mean? God made it so, and you can't change it. And water's wet, you know, heat is hot, stuff like that. You know, those are laws. Like, you can't park here on a Tuesday is not a law. It's a threat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? it's a shakedown.
Yeah.
Any kind of the speeding tickets, like I always tell people, does it stop people from speeding? Does it stop drunk drivers? You're not stopping anything. You're only profiting off of it. That's it. That's racketeering, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, absolutely. So I'm all for breaking laws and getting away with it, but it's very hard in this day and age that we let them put CCTV cameras everywhere. We didn't stop that, you know?
I disagree with those people.
An EMP would almost be a good thing, man. An EMP would be the only thing to save us from this technocracy. We'd have a different kind of the road problem, you know, or like Walking Dead problem, but...
But we'd figure it out, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it would be a shitty thing, but after, like, I would say, like, 8 to 9 months, maybe a year, we'd figure it out. We'd adapt. Not everybody would. The elites would have a way harder time. Us other people would be like, we're all right, man. I've had no electricity before, man. Like,
yeah, sort of. You know what I mean? All right. Let me take another question from the chat, from the question box, rather. Thanks for everyone for the great questions.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is from the real Miley Hayes says, do you think Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act or is it a revolution coming?
Man, I think I don't think he can. Like, he can, but I think if he does, like, I think it would be maybe a bad strategic move because he has people that are like you said, there's those people that rule followers that they're like, yeah, we don't like the politicians and we know they're corrupt, but we got to follow the rules. They're going to be against him because there is some people that were shocking to me that they're like, well, they should never have one in the Capitol. And I'm like, but it's the people's house, you know, like it's why can't the people go into their own house? I don't get that.
Freaking police are waving them in. Hello.
Yeah.
And they're backing the blue.
I laughed even when I saw the footage of the aftermath. They're all the aftermath. I was like, what is that? 20 broken windows? Like, that's it. Like, that's the aftermath. No, and some papers.
Some senator helps clean up the aftermath. I'm like, dude, a girl got murdered. Don't touch anything.
Yeah,
it's what's up with that? And they go back to work in a crime scene four hours later. I'm like, dude, it was a murder just happened here. Like, they cleaned it up and just mopped all the blood up and they just go back to work. It's like, is that legal? Like, what the heck?
I just think that if he invokes that, I think it would just invoke a war. I think that, like, because that's going to set the side. It's going to set everybody into emotions that I don't think we could stop. I don't know
if
we need
kinetic. Like I said, I'm down for chaos. If it turns kinetic war, anything that saves me from an eternal boot of tyranny on my neck, that's my least favorite outcome.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. And my friends think I'm crazy for that because they keep telling me, and I'm like, dude, I'm not saying like
They're going, like, to put us in FEMA camps anyhow. We'll have no fighting.
Yeah,
camps.
They're like, no, but it'll be all right, man. You're like, dude, they're trying to compare it to, like, doing this. I'm like, look, man, if you take people's free will, man, you take away the reason to live, man. If you make me be a robot and zombie, then what's the point of me being a human? That's the me making mistakes and being emotional and learning how to deal with all that. That's the whole part of being a human being. And you want to take that part away from us?
Yeah, talk about radicalizing.
Yeah.
The whole nation has been radicalized by what they did the past 5 years. Like, extremely right. Like you said on the left, like, the average kindergarten teacher is like a bloodthirsty psychopath now. That didn't used to be that way at all. No. They wouldn't even cuss.
Yeah, they were like, and usually like sweeties. A sweet old lady, you know, like, hey, sweetie.
Yeah, or like a sweet young lady, just like a regular girl, you know. Yeah. Came out of college, now she's teaching kindergarten. Now she's a bloodthirsty lunatic, wants to see piles of burning bodies, you know. It's like, whoa.
Well, I've had a theory that I believe a lot of this has to do with these college people coming out against the working class. Because I've always been working class. You know, I didn't go to college. And I just noticed that, like, a lot of them get mad. They're like, well, why do you get paid that much? I'm like, well, I started working right out of high school. I learned a bunch of stuff. Like, it's not like they didn't just give this to me. I'm in my position because I learned from the bottom position to this position. So I know everything now. And people are like, well, your school didn't teach you this. They didn't know about this.
They've been misserviced too. They've been sold the lie that they're a higher class without anyone ever saying it. They're like, you're a different caste than the person who comes to fix your toilet. And they're like, why do they make more than me then?
Yeah.
It's like, you didn't say you're richer. We said you're in a different caste. So enjoy it. Enjoy your class status. This guy actually has a boat and a yard, though.
In your one-bedroom apartment. And they get mad because they get out of school and they're like, oh, I need to make this much money. It doesn't work like that. Like, because what you learn, like, I think it was some engineer or something. He said, man, I learned more in the first month of my job than I did my 4 or 6 years at college.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't go to college, but, I mean, sounds right. By the way, why does a grade school teacher have to go to college?
I don't understand that.
You only need to understand the grade level stuff.
I never even thought of that, but that is a great point, man. I have never.
Yeah, right? All you need to understand is algebra. What do you need the rest of it?
Yeah. That's great. Well, where are you going to learn your Marxism, though?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. They just hand you a pamphlet and you read whatever it says.
Because these college students are coming out more and more angry, man. Every generation is more and more angry.
Yeah. Well, this has happened before in history, you know, I do believe they try to reset us every couple hundred years, something like that, you know. And I don't trust any history. I don't trust the history of our nation. You know what I mean? I don't trust any of it.
Well, we can't. So. It's been manipulated. Like we were saying about the Bible, like, same thing is that not only, like, so many people have reiterated it and made additions, even that we know and don't know. So all we can do is have faith.
It's frustrating. There's so much truth in it, but then there's also some of it's been changed. You can't know what. You can't know for sure if that you should be reading the book of Enoch or if that's totally false prophecy, you know, or whatever. So it's hard to say.
But my buddy, he told me one thing, and he made me feel pretty good about it. He was like, you know, it does say in the Bible you should question everything. He was like, you should figure it out for yourself. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Then we're on as long as he knows, I feel like I have a connection. I think if you have that connection, you're set. You know what I mean? Everything else will find, you know, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, and just be a good person, you know.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know when you're sinning because you feel your conscience act up, you know. So, all right, let me take another one from the Sean says Hillary Clinton's emails have apparently been dumped. Is it the same dump that they keep saying is a new dump that's always the same, or is it actually a new dump?
Yeah, I don't know about that because every time I check WikiLeaks, it's always like something that's kind of old, like nothing that seems substantial.
James from We the People Radio told me, he's like, I always just scroll down to a quarter way down the page and I see that same highlighted line there. He's like, this is the same thing over and over.
People
just share links without even clicking to see what it is. The Simpsons. Oh, they had the barbarian guy in The Simpsons. Did they? I asked a simple question on all these threads. I was like, what episode is it? I want to go, it's not, to go watch it on Hulu.
They're mixing a couple episodes together. Well, I think that one's Photoshopped completely, I think.
It is. There was no character with that same arm tattoo.
No. I think that, but there was an episode in season 7 where they attacked the Capitol.
Sure, I'm sure. Yeah. But then the important part is like, and by the way, even if that happened, I'm telling anyone right now, if you want to get internet famous, pick an episode of The Simpsons that has Trump in it and dress like one of the side characters and dress like any meme. Recreate any meme from any episode with the Trump. Show up in public somewhere at a political event, dressed like a Simpsons thing. People will say that you're the time traveler.
Yeah,
you can reverse engineer that trick. You know? Oh, there you go. You're back. All right, cool. Let me take another one here. Oh, another person is saying WikiLeaks just dropped everything. Oh. Rain Vesper, have you double-checked that it's actually new stuff? You're probably right. I'm not trying to poo-poo people.
Yeah, me either. Right. I just haven't checked it yet.
All right, let's see. All right. Crazy Mad Hog says, how does a patriot handle this treason if this treason is accepted? It can't. I won't accept it.
I'm not going to accept it. I mean, like, the evidence that my thing is this, they should have proven that it was enough evidence, in my opinion, and I feel like I have an unbiased opinion, especially if I don't like the person that is president. And I've looked at it unbiasedly, and I feel like there's something wrong. And I feel like should be something. I'm mad that the Supreme Court didn't take this up. I felt like they should have took this up. I thought it was a coward's way out.
It's too perfect that it was the three, his three appointees that abstained. They didn't vote again. They didn't vote it down. They abstained from it, and that was only his three appointees. To me, it's too on the nose, too perfect, as if they were instructed to do so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does seem something like that.
But who knows? All right, brother. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming back on, man. It's been great to have you on.
Oh, for sure, man. Likewise, man.
The hour flew by, but why don't you plug your new song? Is it out already, or is it just coming out?
The new song is going to be coming out. I don't want to give dates anymore because I'm always. Okay. but
tell people where to go to find your music and to follow.
Yeah, you can go follow me at Kill the Mockingbirds, and you know, we have our episode Kill the Mockingbirds Truth to Report every Sunday on IG at 5 p.m. Pacific. 8 p.m. Eastern. You know, we try to break down the news. And then you can find all my music on that page too, at Kill the Mockingbirds on Instagram. Man, it was great being on here, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great talking to you, bro. I'd love to go on your show one time too if we can. We just got to work that timing out.
Oh, we will.
Nice, bro. Well, definitely, man, it's great talking to you. Hang in there and we'll speak to you real soon. Take it easy, bro.
All right, man.
All right. What?